I'm Mary Obana. Welcome to Shine. I'm all about friendly, soul-nourishing, spiritually inspired conversations that expand perspectives and offer practical guidance so you can live joyfully and shine brightly. I believe your experiences are a result of the perspective you bring to your circumstances. If you expand your perspective, you can transform your life. I believe everyone has something special within them, a unique gift, a light you are to find and share with the world. You are meant to shine. I believe you are meant to live with complete joy and peace, nothing less. It's just awaiting your allowing. Ready to get to it? Here we go. Hello there. Thanks for joining me. So, how do you feel today? If things are going well, I'm guessing you're feeling good. If things are a bit off, then perhaps you're not feeling as good as you'd like. As I just shared at the opening of this episode, you are meant to live with complete joy and peace, nothing less. And you can. This is what we're going to tackle today, living with joy. So first, what is joy anyways? Sometimes people think joy and happiness are the same thing. It's easy to conflate the two, but they're actually quite different in some really important ways. Let me explain. Happiness is circumstantial, a result of external things, people, and situations. If things are going well, you're happy. If things aren't, you can feel unhappy, maybe even sad, disappointed, or frustrated instead. Happiness tends to be dependent upon your circumstances, more fleeting. Happiness is related to happenings. Joy is not dependent on what is happening around you. Joy is a state of being. It's something that comes from within and is therefore more permanent. Joy is the perspective you bring to your experiences, the perspective that comes from the knowing that your life has meaning, your challenges serve a purpose, and that you are not alone. Joy is grounded in love. Joy is grounded in connectedness, the connectedness you feel to others, the connection to the whole and your place within it. Connection is a big part of joy. Joy is about compassion, seeing one another for who we all are, treating one another with kindness. Joy is about gratitude, finding appreciation in everything, in the glorious and the painful alike. Joy is a perspective. This is not an externally motivated state that is dependent on circumstance. Joy is an internally driven state that is far deeper than happiness. It's lasting, even through struggle. There's contentment and joy. There is peace. A college classmate of mine, Douglas Abrams, wrote a beautiful book called The Book of Joy. He spent 5 days with the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu with the goal of understanding this topic of joy. I loved in the book how he said, "Lasting joy, joy as a way of being that one witnesses in the Archbishop and the Dalai Lama is probably the closest to the shining contentment or the spiritual radiance born from deep well-being and benevolence." So there is the state of joy, joy as a way of being derived internally, and the state of happiness derived externally. But what does it mean to live joyfully? Living joyfully means living with that beautiful perspective that comes from knowing that your life has meaning, your challenges serve a purpose, and that you aren't alone. But it's also about choosing to do things that genuinely bring you joy, doing things you enjoy. The process of living joyfully, this is about choosing. This is about living with intention. Living joyfully isn't sacrificing, suffering through the work to get what you want. You aren't meant to struggle needlessly. But many of us have come to believe that we must work, work, work to receive the joy, that the process, the journey must somehow be painful, a struggle, as if joy is something to be received as a gift for effort. Joy isn't a prize that is only awarded after anguish. Joy is the point. Follow the joy. Do things that bring you joy while doing them. Joy is something to be experienced throughout our journey, not just at the end of it. We are to live in joy. We have a choice. Living joyfully means choosing to do things every step of the way in joy, genuinely. What makes your heart joyful, which is different than what makes your mind happy? Mind happiness is the happiness that is dependent upon comparison. Having the nicer house, the smarter kid, the better job, the more desirable lifestyle, or the happiness that comes from having pleased another. The motivation in this case comes from the mind. And as you've heard me discuss many times before, the mind is not who you are. Mind happiness is the happiness that comes from all the things you've convinced yourself will make you happy that are dependent on other circumstances, other people, recognition, validation. The motivation is external. Acts of joy come straight from the heart. The motivation is internal. This is something that you would do regardless of any external factors. You're doing it because it brings you joy. This is what shining your light is all about, recognizing that beautiful, unique gift within you and sharing it with others, your own unique brand of love, as I'd like to call it. You do it because it brings you joy, and you do it because it spreads joy. So yes, joy is something that is intrinsic, but I suppose this is less about the difference between happiness and joy, and perhaps more about the motivation of where whatever you call it is coming from. Is it external or internal? You are meant to live joyfully. This means doing, being, living from your heart, doing the things that bring you true fulfillment. This is the message. This is how we are to live. And guess what? We get to choose. Follow the joy. Following the joy is realigning with the path that's aligned with who you are and is connected to the greatest source of all. Following the joy is finding pleasure in life. You aren't meant to be kept from the peace, from the contentment, from that feeling that you know you're not alone, that you're here for a reason, that you're learning and growing. But you aren't meant to be filled with anguish and sorrow, sadness and struggle. Following the joy is refocusing you on enjoying life, choosing to do the things that bring you joy. Following the joy is a message of intention. It's setting your focus, your priority around your choice to live joyfully. So you can go along your life and take the bumps and wiggle through the twists and turns, just taking whatever life serves you, or you can live more intentionally and choose the things that bring you joy instead. You see, it's all about choice. It's about living consciously. It's loving, it's serving, it's connection. Joy is not found when you're out of alignment with who you are, out of alignment with your truth, out of alignment with your connection to others. Joy isn't found there. Joy is found in all that is right. You can live with joy every day. You can, and you should. Because this is how you're meant to live. You get to choose. Living in joy is a great way to elevate your vibration. It's genuine. It comes from you. It emanates from truth, not from your mind. The elevated vibration that comes from genuine joy will attract more of the same. More joy will unfold. Just imagine for a moment, what would your experience be in this lifetime for the days you have remaining in this beautiful life if you were just to follow the joy? That would be something, wouldn't it? Life is not meant to be arduous. Life is meant to be beautiful. And yes, of course, there are things that happen, circumstances you can't control. Yes, some will be painful. But as you learn from them, you take those lessons and awaken. You take that awakening and follow the joy. You continue on. This is not about finding the joy in the miserable. This is following the joy, living with intention, focusing on feeling good, feeling joyful, and doing what fills your heart with love. doing what nourishes your soul. Joy is found in honesty, in truth. Be unapologetic about what brings you joy. Be unapologetic about how you spend your time. Now, if you just heard that and your innate reaction evoked immediate thoughts such as, well, that sounds selfish, or that's self-indulgent, I'm just telling you, that's your mind, or more specifically, your ego kicking in. I want to give you a way to think about this. First, there's no scarcity in joy. Focusing on your joy doesn't mean someone else gets less of it. Everyone is to live joyfully. Second, allowing yourself to feel the joy in every moment requires you to let go of any thoughts of guilt. Other people are struggling, so I feel bad for enjoying myself. Thoughts of unworthiness. I haven't worked hard enough for this. I don't deserve this. Thoughts of laziness. I can't just focus on things that I enjoy. I've got work to do. Or lack of trust. You gotta let go of the fear. You can spend your days doing what you enjoy. You can. Let in the joy, the fulfillment, and the peace that is ready and waiting for you. Joy is purposeful. The greatest impact you can have on the people you love and the world around you is to choose joy and to live joyfully. It's like a beautiful, virtuous cycle. So first you choose joy. And remember, joy is fueled by doing things you love. This then raises your vibration, okay? Then what happens? Well, when your vibration is raised, others' vibrations are raised. So now we have a collective, elevated vibration. And guess what happens? It results in you bringing joy to others, which what happens then makes you more joyful. It's like rinse and repeat, right? So it's this beautiful, virtuous cycle that starts with you choosing joy, and it all is connected in seen and in unseen ways. And this is why joy is so important and why I wanted to talk about joy today. Joy fuels joy. Joy spreads. So you see, joy isn't only good for you. When you follow the joy, everyone benefits. Being joyful will bring joy to others. You are meant to live with complete joy and peace. Please don't spend time doing anything that doesn't bring you that joy. Spend your time doing what does. It's really that simple. Follow the joy. And as always, be kind and shine that beautiful, bright light of yours. Thanks for joining me today. Until next time, take it easy.